Now this next one I'm going to tell was called The Woodsman's Axe. It was in our school book. We went to school about grade, three or four. And said, once upon a time, long, long time ago, there was a poor woodsman. And the woodsman is a man that works in the woods and gets his living from chopping wood. Well, this poor woodsman had a wife and family, and he was very poor. He used to go to the woods every day, and he chopped wood for people, and he'd get a little bit of money, and his family got by on what little bit he could earn, and they was very poor. So, anyway, this one day he was working along the branch of the stream, and his axe slipped out of his hand and fell into the water. Well, he didn't know what he was going to do. So, I got stopped for a minute. I just heard a car come in. I thought somebody coming, but I see that was your father, so I just start on and keep it going along from where I left off. So he got down his hands and knees and he sighed, and he said, what am I going to do now? It was hard enough for me to earn a living when I had the axe, but what am I going to do now? It's gone. I haven't got money enough, he said, to buy another one, and what my poor family do? So, as he was kneeling down there by the brook, why, a water fairy come up out of the water, and she asked him what the trouble was. He said, I've lost my axe, he said. It was hard enough for me to earn a living with my axe, but he said, what am I going to do now that my axe is gone? So the fairy sank beneath the water. Soon she reappeared again, and she had in her arms an axe of gold. And she said to this woodsman, is this your axe? He said, no, that's not my axe. He said, that would buy many of mine. So the fairy laid the axe on the bank. She went down under the water again, and she brought up an axe made of silver, called Silver Axe. So she said to the woodsman, is this your axe? And the woodsman said, no, that's not my axe. He said, that would buy many of mine. He said, mine was made of iron. So the fairy went beneath the water again, and she soon returned, and she had in her arm the woodsman's axe. And he said, that's it, that's it. He said, that's my axe. The fairy said, yes. She said, honest woodman, this is your axe. She said, this is your axe that you earn a living for your wife and your family. She said, honest woodman, the silver axe and the gold axe both be yours. Well, the woodman thanked the fairy, and he took the silver axe and gold axe and his own axe. He started for home to show these treasures to his family. Well, on the way home, he met his lazy neighbor. And the lazy neighbor, or a lazy man, is a man that won't work. He don't want to work. He tries to make his living without working. So he met him on the way home, and the lazy man asked the honest woodman where he got those fine axes. Well, the woodman told him the whole story, told him the truth. So the lazy man said, well, there's a way for me to get good axes. So he went back home and he got his axe. He went down to the brook where this honest woodman was chopping. And he chopped for a minute or two, and then he threw his axe in the water. So he got down his hands and knees and he hollered, oh, I've lost my axe. I've lost my good axe. Oh, I've lost my axe. I've lost my good axe. Well, the water fairy came to him to ask him the cause of his trouble. And he said, oh, I've lost my axe, I've lost my good axe. So the fairy went beneath the water. She sank down beneath the water, and soon she returned, and in her arms she had an axe of gold. She said to this lazy man, is this your axe? Oh, yes, yes, yeah. He said, that's my axe, that's my axe. She said, you dishonest rogue, this is not your axe, this is mine. If you wish to get your own axe, you may die for it yourself. So the fairy sank beneath the water and took her axe, and the lazy man lost his axe, and he didn't get any axe because he lied to the fairy. So it pays to be honest.